Welcome to another deep dive with Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Today, we're going to be looking at the legal landscape for foreign-owned hosting companies.
Here in Vietnam?
Here in Vietnam, yeah.
That's right.
It's a booming industry.
Huge potential.
Huge potential, but there are, as you can imagine, a lot of rules.
You can't just set up shop anywhere, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You need to know what you're doing.
That's right, and we are here to help you.
We are.
At Harley Miller.
Absolutely.
So if you're listening, you're thinking about setting up a hosting company.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, for sure.
We're the experts.
So let's start with the basics. Vietnam's digital economy is exploding. There's a huge demand for hosting services, but Vietnam wants to make sure that certain data stays within its borders.
Right, for security and control,
yeah.
Data localization.
Data localization.
It's a big part of Vietnam's cybersecurity law, specifically Article 26.
Okay.
So you're a hosting company and you're dealing with sensitive financial data from your Vietnamese customers.
Right.
You can't keep that data overseas. You can't store it in servers back in the U.S. or Europe or anywhere else. It has to be kept here.
Right here.
In Vietnam.
Okay, so let's say I'm a foreign company, and I'm thinking about launching a hosting company here. Where do I even begin?
Well, licensing and registration.
Okay.
You need three major documents. Kind of think of them as the foundation of your operation.
Okay.
There's the investment registration certificate, the IRC. You'll get that from the Department of Planning and Investment.
Got it. One down.
Then there's the business registration certificate, the ERC. That's your basic business license.
Okay.
And finally, specific licenses for hosting services. And you'll get those from the Ministry of Information and Communications, also known as the MIC.
Three licenses.
You got it.
Oh, it doesn't sound simple.
Well, it's not, but we can help.
Yeah.
These licenses are governed by laws, you know, like the investment law of 2020.
Oh, wow.
The enterprise law of 2020. There are decrees. A lot of moving parts.
So having someone like Harley Miller, this is where you come in, right?
Absolutely.
Because it seems pretty complicated.
This is what we do. We help companies through this process.
Okay, so you got your three licenses. What's next?
Well, then you got to set up your data center.
Okay.
And you can't just build it anywhere.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Why not?
Vietnam has specific regulations about data center locations. It's got to be in an approved zone.
Okay.
Usually that means an industrial zone or a high-tech park.
Right.
Decree 72-2013 lays it all out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it tells you where it can be and the infrastructure requirements.
So it's not just a matter of finding an empty building and, like, plugging in some servers.
No, no.
Okay, what kind of infrastructure are we talking about?
Well, you need reliable power, cooling systems, and, of course, network connectivity.
Right, it's a lot of data, so you need to make sure it's secure.
Absolutely. Security and stability are super important.
So this kind of ties back into the cybersecurity laws.
Exactly.
We talked about data localization.
Yeah.
So what else do hosting companies need to know about cybersecurity?
Well, if there is a cybersecurity incident,
right,
you have to be prepared to cooperate with the Vietnamese authorities.
Right.
That's a key part of the law.
Okay, so it's not just about protecting yourself. It's also about being ready to work with the government.
Exactly. And that's in Article 26 of the cybersecurity law.
Of the cybersecurity law.
And obviously, data protection and privacy, that goes without saying.
Sure.
You need to have top-notch measures in place.
Okay, so you've got your licenses, your data centers up and running.
Yeah.
You're cybersecurity compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Can a foreign company, like, own this whole operation in Vietnam?
Ah, good question.
Yeah.
Vietnam is pretty open to foreign investment, but there are still some rules in place.
For the hosting sector?
Yeah, for hostile, yeah.
So it's not a complete free-for-all.
Right.
What's the current situation?
Well, as of this year, thanks to the telecommunications law of 2023, foreign investors can fully own a hosting company. Which is great news.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember these policies can change.
They can change.
So you got to stay updated.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right. Definitely not.
And that's where Harley Miller comes in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about taxes.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's favorite topic.
Right. It's the price of doing business.
That's right.
So what do foreign-owned hosting companies need to know about taxes in Vietnam?
Well, there are a few key taxes to keep in mind.
Okay.
First, there's corporate income tax, CIT.
That applies to profits.
To your profits, that's right.
Okay, anything else?
Value-added tax, VAT.
Okay.
That applies to the services you're providing.
Got it.
And then foreign contractor tax, FCT, which applies to foreign entities providing services in Vietnam.
Okay, and I imagine each of these has its own sets of rules.
Absolutely.
So we could spend a whole episode on this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But just for the sake of time, is there anything else hosting companies should know? Just kind of a quick overview.
Well, the good news is that Vietnam offers certain tax incentives for tech companies.
Oh, okay.
So if your data center is in a specific high-tech zone,
right,
you could qualify for a reduction in your corporate income tax.
Okay.
It's a pretty big incentive. It's to attract investment in the tech sector.
So even though there are taxes, there are ways to, like, manage the tax burden.
Exactly, strategically.
Okay, great. Let's move on to staffing.
Okay.
Every foreign company needs to know about Vietnam's labor laws.
Absolutely.
So what are the key things to keep in mind?
Well, you need to understand the regulations around hiring local workers.
Okay.
And this includes things like social insurance contributions.
Got it.
That's all in the Labor Code of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam really emphasizes employing local talent.
So building a local workforce is essential.
It is. It is.
Okay, what if you need to bring in, like, foreign employees?
You'll need to go through the work permit process.
Okay.
And there might be some limits on the number of foreign workers you can hire.
Got it.
It's a balancing act.
So understanding the labor code is essential.
Yeah, non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable, got it. Okay, let's talk about intellectual property.
Oh, yeah, IP?
Super important for any tech company.
It's the lifeblood.
The lifeblood,
yeah,
of any tech company.
How strong is IP protection in Vietnam?
Well, Vietnam's been doing a lot to strengthen its IP protection in recent years.
Okay.
But you still have to be careful.
So it's not a place where you just assume it's automatically protected?
No, no. You need to be proactive.
And
that starts with registration.
Okay.
You need to register your trademarks and copyrights with the Vietnamese authorities.
So don't just assume that because you have IP protection in, like, your home country, that it extends to Vietnam.
Yeah. That's a mistake a lot of companies make. IP protection is territorial.
All right.
So register here.
Got it. Trademarks, copyrights.
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, think about your internal policies.
Okay. You need to implement strong measures to safeguard your technology and your trade secrets.
Right.
Think non-disclosure agreements, data encryption.
Right. Protect yourself from the inside.
Absolutely. You can't just assume everyone's going to play by the rules.
So it's not just about, like, external threats. It's internal as well.
Exactly.
Got it.
And be ready to enforce your IP rights legally.
Okay, so sometimes you need to stand up for what's yours.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So IP protection, it's about registration, internal policies, and enforcing your rights.
You got it.
Okay, let's shift gear a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about some of the practical realities of doing business in Vietnam.
Right.
Every country has its own challenges, right?
Of course.
So what are some of the compliance challenges that foreign companies often face here?
Well, one of the biggest is keeping up with the changing regulations.
Okay.
Vietnam's legal framework is constantly evolving.
Right, so it's not enough to, like, learn the rules once.
No, no, you got to stay on top of things.
And that sounds like it could be pretty challenging.
It can be, which is why, you know,
Harley Miller.
That's right.
You guys come in.
We help companies stay updated.
So you're like a legal GPS.
I like that, yeah, constantly recalculating the route.
Okay, so you help with that.
Absolutely.
Any other challenges?
The language barrier.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Even if you have the latest documents, if you can't understand the nuances of Vietnamese law.
Right, because it's not just about translating the words.
Exactly.
It's understanding the meaning behind them.
Exactly. And a small mistranslation could have big consequences.
Okay, so don't just rely on Google Translate for legal documents.
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
Okay, so language, anything else?
Paperwork.
Yes, the paperwork.
Vietnam's been working on streamlining things.
Sure.
But it can still be a challenge.
To navigate it all?
Yeah, you need patience.
Okay, so it sounds like it's not a market for the faint of heart.
It's not always easy. You need to be persistent.
But the rewards are there.
The rewards are definitely there.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges. What's the best way to overcome them?
Well, get yourself a local legal expert.
Okay.
Someone who specializes in tech and foreign investment.
So tap into their knowledge.
Exactly. Tap into that expertise.
And that's where Harley Miller comes in.
That's right. We guide our clients.
Okay. So legal expertise. Anything else?
Compliance management systems.
Okay. So don't just try to wing it.
No, no. Have a solid plan.
Have a solid plan in place.
And be proactive.
Be proactive.
Absolutely. And build good relationships
right.
with the government agencies.
Okay. So it's not just about knowing the law.
Right.
It's also about knowing the people.
It's about relationships.
That's great.
That's how you get things done.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the licensing process, the data center regulations, the importance of cybersecurity, the tax landscape, the labor laws. We even touched on intellectual property protection.
Yeah, we've been busy.
And I think a key takeaway is this is not a market you could just jump into and figure it out on your own.
No, you need expert guidance.
Expert guidance.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way, and that's where Harley Miller comes in.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll delve even deeper into the future of this really exciting industry, so stay tuned.
Sounds good. So we've talked about, you know, all the foundational stuff, getting your hosting company up and running.
Yeah, the basics.
The licenses and all that. But what's really important is understanding the challenges you might face once you're actually operational.
Right. So getting started is one thing, but staying compliant, like in such a fast-changing environment, that's a whole other challenge.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dig into now.
Okay. So what are some of the things that foreign companies need to be aware of? Like, what are the biggest I guess, compliance challenges?
I think one of the biggest hurdles is the speed at which regulations can change here in Vietnam. The legal framework, especially for tech, is constantly evolving.
So you can't just, like, learn the rules once and think you're good to go?
No, no, you got to stay updated.
How do you do that?
Well, that's one of the key areas where we can help at Harley Miller.
Okay.
We monitor all these changes, you know, constantly, and we make sure our clients are informed and compliant.
So you're like a legal GPS, constantly recalculating the route.
I like that analogy, yeah.
So you help with that, staying updated?
Absolutely.
What else?
Well, the language barrier.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Even if you have the latest legal documents, if you can't understand the nuances of Vietnamese laws, that's a problem.
Right, because it's not just about translating the words.
Exactly. You need to understand the intent, the context.
Yeah, and I imagine a small mistranslation could have huge consequences.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So don't just rely on Google Translate.
Probably not a good idea.
For your legal documents.
For your legal documents, no.
Okay. Language barrier, anything else?
Bureaucracy.
Oh, the paperwork?
Exactly.
Now, Vietnam's been making progress on this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've streamlined things.
But it's still a challenge.
It can be, especially for foreign companies.
So you need to have, like, patience?
Patience, persistence, and a good local partner can help a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like Harley Miller ticks all those boxes.
We do our best. We help with the updates, the language barrier, the bureaucracy.
So it's kind of a one-stop shop.
You could say that, yeah.
Okay, great. Let's talk a bit about intellectual property.
Oh, yeah. IP, super important.
We touched on this earlier, but it's worth digging a little deeper.
Absolutely.
Especially for tech companies.
Yeah, IP is everything.
It's like their crown jewels, right?
Exactly. So you got to protect it.
So how does Vietnam approach IP protection? Like, what should companies be doing to safeguard their assets?
Well, Vietnam has made a lot of progress in recent years.
Okay, that's good to hear.
They've joined international treaties, implemented domestic laws. They're taking it seriously.
Okay, but it's still important to be proactive.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Foreign companies need to take concrete steps to protect their IP.
Okay, like what?
Registration.
Okay.
First and foremost.
So register your trademark.
Trademarks, patents, copyrights, anything, it's yours.
Okay, so don't just assume that because you have it in, like, the U.S. or Europe that it's automatically protected in Vietnam.
No, that's a big mistake.
Okay.
IP protection is territorial.
Got it.
Register, share.
Got it. Registration.
Yeah, and then internal policies. You need to have strong measures in place to protect your technology, trade secrets, all that good stuff.
So, like, non-disclosure agreements with your employees, data encryption, things like that?
Exactly, exactly. Protect yourself from the inside out.
Okay, so it's not just about external threats.
No, no. Internal risks are just as important.
Okay. Anything else on IP protection?
Be prepared to enforce your rights.
Okay.
If someone infringes on your IP, you need to know what to do.
Don't be afraid to stand up for what's yours.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so IP protection is multifaceted.
It is.
Registration, internal policies, enforcement.
You got it.
Okay, good. Let's shift gears again.
Okay.
Let's say a company has done all the right things. They've got their licenses, their data centers running, cybersecurity is good, IP is protected, they're managing the compliance challenges. What does the future hold for them?
That's a great question.
Like, what trends should they be looking out for in Vietnam's hosting landscape?
Well, one of the biggest is cloud computing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's having a huge impact on the hosting industry globally.
Right, so the traditional model of companies owning their own servers, that's being challenged by the cloud.
Yeah, the flexibility, the scalability of the cloud, it's a game changer.
But I imagine it also brings some new challenges, legally speaking.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
What?
Well, data localization laws, for example.
Okay.
How do those apply to data store in the cloud?
Right, because the data might not be physically in Vietnam.
Exactly. And then there's data security, who's responsible in a cloud environment. These are all questions Vietnam is still figuring out.
So it's a complex and evolving landscape.
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay, cloud computing, anything else?
Cybersecurity.
Oh, of course, yeah, with everything moving online.
Exactly. And as Vietnam's digital economy grows, so does the threat of cyber attacks.
So cybersecurity is not just a technical issue, it's a legal one too.
Absolutely, and Vietnam is constantly updating its laws to address these threats.
So companies need to stay informed?
Yeah, and make sure their security measures are up to par.
So stay informed, stay adaptable.
And invest in good cybersecurity.
Good advice.
And then there's the government's push for digital transformation.
Okay.
Vietnam wants to be a leading digital economy in Southeast Asia.
So, a lot of opportunities there.
A lot of opportunities for foreign tech companies, including hosting companies.
So, it's a dynamic market.
It is. It is.
But you need to know what you're doing.
You need to understand the rules. You need to be adaptable. You need to be committed to compliance.
So, it's not easy.
It's not always easy, but the rewards are there.
And that's where Harley Miller comes in.
That's right. We can help you navigate all of this.
Okay, great. Well, I think we've painted a pretty good picture of the legal and business landscape for foreign-owned hosting companies?
I think so.
It's complex, it's challenging, but it's also exciting.
It is. It is definitely exciting.
So for anyone listening who's thinking about investing in this market, what would you tell them?
I'd say do your homework, get some good advice, and be prepared for the long haul.
Good advice, good advice. So knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to doing business in a market like Vietnam.
Couldn't agree more.
We've covered a lot of ground, but before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on one more thing.
Okay.
Mergers and acquisitions, or M&A.
Right. Big part of the business world.
Huge. Especially in tech.
Especially in a fast-growing sector like this.
So what do foreign companies need to know about M&A in Vietnam's hosting industry?
Well, it's definitely been heating up in recent years.
Yeah.
And the hosting industry is no exception.
Right.
A lot of foreign companies are looking to expand their presence here, and acquiring an existing local company can be a really attractive strategy.
Okay, so it's like a faster way to get into the market.
It can be, yeah. You get instant market access, an established customer base,
right.
A team that already knows the ropes.
So it sounds like a good option.
It can be, but it's not without its challenges.
Okay, so what are some of the things companies need to watch out there?
Well, legally speaking, you need to understand the foreign ownership restrictions.
Right, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, foreign investors can now fully own a hosting company.
Right.
But there might be some specific conditions or limitations depending on the company you're acquiring.
Okay, so due diligence is crucial.
Absolutely. You need to know what you're getting into.
Anything else?
Competition regulations.
Okay.
Vietnam has laws to prevent monopolies.
Right.
So if your M&A deal is going to reduce competition, it might face some scrutiny.
So you need to think about the impact on the market.
Exactly. And then there's the whole process of structuring the deal, negotiating, closing.
Right. Lots of paperwork.
Yeah. Contracts, due diligence, regulatory approvals. It can get complicated.
So having a good legal team is essential.
Oh, absolutely essential.
And Harley Miller, you guys have experience with this?
We do. We've advised lots of foreign companies on M&A deals in Vietnam.
Okay, so you understand the landscape.
Yeah, the legal landscape, the market dynamics, the cultural nuances, all of it.
That local expertise is so valuable.
It really is. It's not just about getting the deal done. It's about doing it right.
Protecting your interests.
Exactly. Minimizing risk, maximizing value.
Great. So we've covered a lot today, from setting up a hosting company to M&A.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion.
Vietnam's hosting landscape is clearly very dynamic.
It is. Full of opportunities.
And complexities.
But the future is bright.
It is. It is. So for anyone listening who's thinking about investing in this industry, what's your final piece of advice?
I'd say be prepared to adapt, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
Great advice. And speaking of help, Harley Miller is here for you.
Absolutely. We're here to guide you every step of the way.
So to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of foreign-owned hosting companies in Vietnam.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it informative and insightful. And remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
Especially in a market like this.
Couldn't agree more.
If you're serious about investing in Vietnam's hosting industry, reach out to the experts at Harley Miller.
We're here to help.
You can find our contact information on our website, hmlf.vn.
And feel free to reach out with any questions.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.